Here are the top stories from the Category5.tv newsroom. Samsung claims to have found a way to make Wi-Fi data travel 5 times faster than it does currently. It said its engineers had overcome 2 significant technical problems that had restricted the transfer of data at well below its theoretical limit of 4.6 gigabits per second. Samsung said its engineers were working on Wi-Fi that operated in the 60 gigahertz band. Current Wi-Fi systems use 2.4 and 5 gigahertz bands, and some can operate at speeds in excess of 1 gigabit per second. Samsung said it had managed to limit the amount of interference when many devices were connected to a Wi-Fi hub or hotspot. In addition, improvements to the antenna had helped signals travel further and be less susceptible to getting lost while traveling. The breakthroughs could mean data could travel at a rate of 4.6 gigabits per second. If the technology lives up to its promise, it would mean a 1 gigabyte file could be transferred in less than 3 seconds. The first devices built to use the 60 gigahertz Wi-Fi standard are expected to appear in 2015. For some reason, this reminds me of like the tech shows or the movies where it's like you have to like sneak in under the laser beams and like quickly steal a hard drive or like a file and
it's
get
just
back.
So fast.
I love it. Anyway,
can you imagine though? And as we're considering going wireless with our transmission of our internet service here at the studio, we're on wireless right now using LTE, which seems fast. I think we're getting around 20 megabits a second, 4.6 gigabits per second.
Crazy.
When it's good to have a hardwired network that runs at 1 gigabit a second. That's considered good. So we're talking 4.6 times that. Being at the 60 gigahertz range, I wonder how distant it will travel, because I would expect that may be kind of an indoor kind of thing. Maybe not something that would get through weather conditions and things like that. It'd be interesting to see how that shapes up.
I feel like lately people have been really like blowing open the limits, because there was that news story I did about a month ago about the new hard drive. It was the new capacity. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was, I can't remember.
Something huge?
Something really big. The capacity was really big. I can't
recall either.
Oh, no.
But I believe you, for I'm sure you would not
somebody
lie to us.
Somebody will say. Anyhow.
All right.
Dropbox has confirmed that a bug in some older versions of its desktop apps deleted the files of some people who turned on selective sync, which limits cloud...
Oh.
Sorry, Robbie?
Oh, that just sounded painful.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Dropbox dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Selective sync, which limits cloud syncing to certain folders. Typically, this would happen after a crash or forced reboot, making a bad problem worse. At least a few users found that they'd lost years' worth of content through no fault of their own. Dropbox says that it's restoring files when it can. It's also releasing fixed versions of its apps, preventing older apps from working, and putting extra safeguards in place to prevent this kind of error from happening again. Affected users are receiving an email that offers a year's worth of Dropbox Pro service for free. That is what they are getting for years of
Yikes.
Files lost. These efforts won't be much consolation to those who lost access to files at a critical moment. However, it at least shows that Dropbox wants to learn from its mistakes. Category 5 TV reminds you that a backup is only a backup if you have other copies elsewhere. Storing the only copy of anything, be it on your own computer or on an external drive or in the cloud, is not safe. Make sure you always have a bare minimum of 2 copies, preferably 3, of any files that matter to you.
Good advice.
Mm-hmm. Now, to truly teleport an object, you have to include all its quantum properties. Now, physicists have worked out how. Photons have many properties, such as their frequency, momentum, spin, and orbital angular momentum. But when it comes to quantum teleportation, physicists have only ever been able to transmit one of these properties at a time. So, the possibility of teleporting a complete quantum object has always seemed a distant dream, or something in Star Trek. Now, a team of Chinese physicists has worked out how to teleport more than one quantum property. The team has demonstrated it by teleporting both the spin and orbital angular momentum of single photons simultaneously. They point out that there is no reason, in principle, why the technique cannot be generalized to include other properties as well, such as the photon's frequency, momentum, and so on. That's an important step towards teleporting complex quantum objects in their entirety, such as atoms, molecules, and perhaps even small viruses. To learn more about this exciting breakthrough, visit newsroom.category5.tv for links to the full literature. Robbie?
Yeah.
I have to say that scares me.
when you mention viruses, that kind of...
I agree.
That would be concerning. I think we're a long ways off from human teleportation. That's the impression that I get. But, yeah, microscopic organisms being able to be teleported is...
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how far. Like, point A to point B is what distance? Can it travel at 60 gigahertz a second?
I wouldn't want to accidentally be testing how far you can send a virus when we're really busy battling not spreading them.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Maybe they can teleport inoculations.
That's a better
idea.
That
would be a better idea. Let's work on that.
Twitter has sued the U.S. government over surveillance laws. Under current regulations, Twitter cannot reveal certain information about government requests for users' data relating to national security. Twitter argues that this violates the right to free speech as defined by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The firm said that it brought the case in an effort to force the government to be more transparent about personal data requests. Twitter's lawyer, Ben Lee, wrote in a blog post, "It's our belief that we are entitled under the First Amendment to respond to our users' concerns and to the statements of the U.S. government officials by providing information about the scope of the U.S. government surveillance. Twitter brought the action against the U.S. Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation in a Northern California court last Tuesday. Way to go, Twitter. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the Category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.